Yesterday in Athens, the United States won a bronze medal in the team dressage event, thanks in part to 49-year-old Debbie McDonald and her horse, Brentina. McDonald came to the sport late in life and literally by accident. Tom Goldman reports.
Olympic athletes do what they do for many different reasons. Some discover their sport at an early age and are hooked for life. Others show talent and get spotted by a coach. Debbie McDonald turned to dressage, basically to avoid being maimed or killed. She had been in show jumping for most of her life and had taken the usual spills that happen when you go over jumps on a horse. But then in her 30s, she took one that changed the course of her life.
I was jumping a very small warm-up fence, and a water truck started right as she was leaving the ground, and she went to put her legs back down and straddled the jump and continued to flip and ended up kind of cartwheeling on top of me and broke ribs, herniated a disc in my neck and spleen and things like that.
The accident, McDonald says, using an ironic choice of words, was the straw that broke the camel's back. Mentally, she was done with show jumping.
You know, it's one of those things that you don't want to go jump those jumps if you're not really wanting to get to the other side. And I had lost my nerves, so.
So, she turned to a sport where the horse stays on the ground.
Number 29, Brentina, Deborah McDonald, United States of America.
Sitting atop her horse, Brentina, Debbie McDonald began her first Olympic dressage competition yesterday. This moment was the fruit of 10 years of hard training, teaching Brentina how to skip, how to trot in a very stylized fashion with legs extended, and how to perform the pee-off, basically trotting in place. McDonald says it's the hardest move for most horses.
They're trying to propel all that weight and energy, and instead of sending it forward, they're up and down. You know, it'd be like you standing there and trying to run up and down and, you know, put the size of a horse's body on those legs, and it takes its toll.
Debbie McDonald began training 13-year-old Brentina when the horse was 3. McDonald says early on, Brentina showed in her gait the potential for doing the difficult trotting moves. Then came years of hard work, bringing the trot back a little bit more, then a little bit more, using her hands, bottom, and legs, what McDonald calls aids, to communicate with Brentina.
They're so sensitive to the aids that, you know, my leg just going a little buck, you know, bump, bump on her side is enough to make her say, oh, I've got to get more active.
In any horse sport, there's a connection between rider and animal. That bond is especially close in dressage, where years of difficult training have made Debbie McDonald and Brentina good friends.
She definitely puts me in a good mood, and she's fun to be around in the stall, and we give each other back rubs. And yeah, she's a very incredible horse.
Wait a minute. I know how you can give her a back rub. How does she give you a back rub?
Well, I stand sort of facing her right underneath her neck, and I'll reach up with my arm and scratch around her withers. And she'll take her lip, and she does my whole back. And she never uses her teeth. She always uses her lip and just gets very intense with going back and forth with it. It's actually quite funny.
At the end of their performance yesterday, Debbie McDonald beamed and slapped Brentina's neck with both hands. They got the most points of 4 U.S. dressage competitors who won the team bronze medal. They now move on to the individual event, which ends Wednesday. 2 days after that, McDonald turns 50. She's one of the oldest Olympians here in Athens, but may be one of the happiest. A landmark birthday with 1, maybe 2 medals certainly would make it worth the journey from a hospital bed to dressage to the medal podium at the Olympics. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.